Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It's time for truth. It's time for this great awakening. It's time for Awaken to Empowerment. And it's Tuesday. And it's me, Carol Ann Parisi, your host. And I want to thank you for joining me today. And wow, so many things going on. Hey, friends, buckle up because perfect freedom is the strongest desire of the soul. So, we're still going on and on and on and on with an election. It just doesn't seem to not ever end. And we need God-ordained solutions. We need to demand true justice, truth, justice, and equality for every voter. You know, this is not left and right. This is a difference between wrong and right. We need the seeds of liberty, the seeds of liberty by Carol Ann Parisi. Yes, that is my book title. It'll be coming out in a few months. Be looking for it, the seeds of liberty, because this country was founded on the voice of truth. It was. You know, God surrounds us with favor by this country because we were started as a Judeo-Christian nation, and we have forgotten that. We totally have forgotten that, but not here at Awaken Into Empowerment. We did a whole show on the ERO show, but I might get into some of that. But, you know, there's new fraud, and Dominion voting systems, they did rig the 2020 election. What I'm hearing is they deleted 2.7 million Trump votes, okay? The data analysis finds that 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes were deleted. States using Dominion systems switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Dominion voting stole the election from we, the people. Okay, we the people. If Joe Biden was a leader, if he was a leader, he would show up, stand up, and speak up and say, absolutely, I want every single legitimate vote counted. But see, Joe Biden has been a swamp creature for 48 years. You know what? They're going to show momentum for this victory. But remember, the compliant mainstream media is going to do everything to delegitimize our president and trick the American people to believing Joe Biden fairly won this election. We need to amplify our voices. We need to show up, stand up, and speak up. You know, now I'm hearing Californians are prepared to descend on Georgia to fight for Democrats. See, you know what? This is the problem. Radical California leftists are now flocking to Georgia and go ahead and participate in this runoff race. Okay, friends, this is concerning because you know what? The left coast is really bad. It is really bad. And we need truth here. We need truth. We need to have the voice of truth. I know there's a lot here. Steve Turley gave an election update. Dr. Steve Turley is a conservative college professor, and I've heard he's provided the best insider information. So I guess vote certification in Pennsylvania, Michigan are really in doubt. But we don't know that because, I don't know, I don't know, because I hear that they went ahead and they certified them already. I don't know, this whole thing. Okay, Michigan Board of Canvassers vote 3-0 to certify election despite countless affidavits detailing fraud. And, I mean, these affidavits came through. You know, this Biden transition, I mean, is he in his basement right now like he did the his whole time during he was running? So let's see what we've got here. Oh, goodness. This fraud is just going to take over our country, and that is just so unfair to Americans. So we need to make sure we hold on to the seats with Republicans in Georgia, because Schmucky Schumer, you're going to lose your country, folks. I mean, and it's shameful. It's shameful. And, you know, you got your big corp, big tech, big corporations. It's just disgusting. And meanwhile, people got to run around wearing masks all the time. You know what? One of our founding fathers, an educator, Noah Webster, and he lived from 1758 to 1843. He had this to say: the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. All the miseries and evils from which men suffer, from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. So it was natural for early Americans to turn to the Bible for guidance as how to make civil law. See, this was a standard for law, beginning with the Mayflower Compact all the way through the constitutions of all 50 states. And by the way, what was stated, the purpose of the Pilgrims as expressed in the Mayflower Contract, contrary to revisionist history, their purpose was not to find religious freedom. They had already found religious freedom in Holland. Their purpose is to clearly state it being for the glory of God and the advancement of Christian faith. You see, the Christians, these pilgrims, were missionaries. Constitution was the fundamental orders of Connecticut in 1639, and the framers of this document desired that every aspect of it be based on Bible. In summary, let's refer to our nation's creed. Pledge of Allegiance, which sums up of our way of life. It is based on three-legged stool of liberty and justice. All three must be there. If God is not there, ethics and rights are defined by whoever has the most power. And in order to have liberty, we must have justice. The first role of government is to prevent evil so that the rest of society can live in peace. Evil is the only meaningful within a biblical context, okay? Evil is only meaningful within a biblical context. When our culture desperately needs what Christianity offers, the courts are foolishly removing the Bible. Liberty demands ethical obligation. We must have a common understanding of moral absolutes. Or as John Adams said, we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. See, America is grounded in the idea of self-government. You know what? Self-governance is the ability for citizens to vote and elect their representatives, to have incomplete notion of self-government. Government in biblical thoughts is not civil government. In fact, civil government is the least important aspect of government. Government is the first debt of the individual being given to govern himself. This is why religion must be encouraged, as John Adams noted. The founding fathers of America clearly understood this. The second most important level of government is the family. The third is the church. Last is civil government. And within civil government, our founding fathers understood that local and state government was more important than the federal government. Our Constitution specifically limits the powers of federal government, even though this precept has been continually usurped. The founders referenced 2 Corinthians 3:17 in support of freedom above all else. The passage states, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The liberty declares from Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all inhabitants thereof. okay? Got to see America, America. God shed his grace on thee. This is very important. This is very important. It is so important that we get back to our basic principles and our basic truths and remember who we are. We have to remember who we are. Because if we don't, we're going to lose our country, okay? There's so much voter fraud in the African-American community. It's shameful. There's so much voter fraud, period, right now. See, do laws that require citizenship present valid identification to vote create an undue hardship? Of course, are they racist? Well, Arthur Davis used to think so. He represented Alabama's 7th Congressional District from 2003 to 2011 and was an active member of Congress of the Black Caucus. He vigorously opposed voter ID laws, but now he has changed his mind. See, in a commentary in the Montgomery Advisor, Mr. Davis says that his home state of Alabama did the right thing in passing a voter ID law and admits, "I wish I had gotten it right when I was in political office." As a congressman, he says he took the path of least resistance, and he opposed voter ID laws. Without any evidence to justify his stance, he simply lapsed into the rhetoric of various partisans and activists who contended that requiring voter ID is a voter suppression tactic, and it's aimed at thwarting black voter participation. But see, today, however, Mr. Davis recognizes that the most aggressive voter suppression in the black community is the wholesale manufacture of ballots. As the polls and absentee in parts of the Black Belt, this region known as Alabama, known for its dark, rich soil, the Black Belt comprises some of the poorest predominantly black counties in the state. Okay, so now this is in 2008, there was a case study written about the federal voter fraud prosecution. Greene County is 80% black, and the median household income residence is just above the poverty line. Incumbent black county official had stolen elections for years, perpetrating widespread systematic voter fraud. The Democratic incumbents were challenged by black congressional reformers in 1994 who wanted to clean up local government. Voter fraud ran rampant that year. Ultimately, the U.S. Department of Justice won 11 convictions of Greene County miscreants who had cast hundreds of fraudulent votes. See, this is just, there's so much. We are in such a funky place right now. This is so deep, so deep. The claims of voter fraud prosecution suppressing the votes of black citizens in Greene County turned out to be just as false as the same claims being made by voter ID. The turnout of black voters went up after the successful prosecutions because renewed confidence in the election process. One elderly black voter interviewed during this investigation thanked the FBI agent for what he was doing. Another black voter told the local paper that the only people who were feeling threatened or suppressed were the ones who had committed crimes by stealing votes in past elections. Oh, there's just so much here. I mean, so much here, so much fraud. These Dominion voting systems, I mean, seriously, if they truly deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide and the data analysis showing the 221,000 Pennsylvania votes were switched from Trump to Biden and the 941,000 Trump votes that were deleted and then states using Dominion's voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden, this election was stolen. Joe Biden, where are you? Why are you not coming forth and saying, hey, let me go ahead and be the president of all people, not just the people that voted for me, not just the fakers and haters, all people. Let's have a free and fair election, okay? Now, there is an opportunity to volunteer from your home, from the Truth and Liberty Coalition. So it says, Christians, now is time to stand. They're looking for Christians across the country to make a difference in Georgia. Volunteer to write postcards. individually, with your Bible study, and that's something that could be done. That is great. That's a great initiative. So there is a lot here. There is a lot here. And, you know, I really like talking about thoughts being things, and we become what we think about most of the time, and all of our empowering things, good nutrition, high vibe tribe. But if we don't have a country, what difference does it make? Does it make if you're not free? If you lose your freedom, you won't have anything. You won't have anything if we don't have our freedom. So let's remember, it's a republic if we can keep it. And, you know, like Hillary said, at this point, what difference does it make? Makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. So we have to remember, tyranny may successfully rule, but it could only stay in power if it destroys, first of all, the national institutions of its own people. See, here you go. And in order for tyrants to claim and retain total power, the people must become ignorant of their own history. And most of the propaganda to be so fearful and terrified and to abandon all logic and responsibility and seek false safety. So remember, in this country, we are now destroying our history and our tradition, while the ruling class elite, Nancy Pelosi, Schmucky Schumer, Joe Biden, they stoke this immense fear based on propaganda and to make us believe with this COVID, okay? Now, got to get all these state, you know, power. Well, here's the thing. Plot to achieve economic and technological reset is being pursued through these lies and propaganda at an entry level, including the use of military within the boundaries of the United States. See, this is happening globally as well. And in fact, it's far advanced in some areas of the world. This should be of extreme importance to Americans because we want to trust our government and trust each other. But vital evil is governing our systems right now. See, the only option for state chaos, revolution, or violent civil unrest will replace this tyranny, okay? This is where we're at right now. So now I'm reading this from something, and it's frightening. I don't even know where I got this from. But it says here extreme evil is coming and hell is coming with it. So cowardice in the face of evil, America is in for a major fight that will put you and your family in the fighting line, literally, the firing line. So, you know what? Got to show up, you got to stand up, and you got to speak up. Remember, the swamp, we the people are our primary enemies, okay? They want us to just be obedient. If we disobey, they're going to go ahead and start doing things. This freedom of speech that we have here, I don't know. And what the hell is going on with these vaccines? Is this something we really want to do? You know, food shortages are coming, they're saying, and, you know, this is going to get crazy. You know what we got to do? We got to pray like we've never prayed before. We got to fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman, every man down on our knees, going to beg and plead. Now, as far as these stupid masks go, and if anybody has to wear masks, you gotta be knowing that you can't breathe, right? Researchers found that about a third of the workers developed headaches with the use of masks, and most had pre-existing headaches that were worsened by mask wearing, and 60% required pain medications for relief. Cause the headaches, while straps and pressure from the mask could be causative, the bulk of the evidence points toward hypoxia, and or hypercapnia. See, it's a reduction in blood oxygen, that's a hypoxia, or an elevation in CO2, that's hypercapnia, okay? This is known that with the N95 mask, if it's worn for hours, it can reduce blood oxygen as much as 20%, which actually could lead to a loss of consciousness. So, I mean, you got to remember, this happened to somebody who was driving around in his car. He passed out and he crashed his car and he got injuries. So, you know, you got to realize elderly individuals, those of us who have poor lung function, could be passing out and could bleed to death. So here's something, or a study involving 159 healthcare workers aged 21 to 35 years of age found that 81% developed headaches from wearing a face mask. Some had pre-existing headaches that were precipitated by the mask and all felt like headaches affected their work performance. See, no one's telling the frail elderly, those with the lung diseases and the COPD, the emphysema, or any pulmonary fibrosis, any of these dangers while wearing a face or facial mask. They can cause severe worsening of lung function. Okay, this also includes lung cancer patients and people having had lung surgery, especially with partial resection or even removal of a whole lung. So, friends, you know what? Gotta watch this, these masks. See, it says here it gets even more frightening. Newer evidence suggests that in some cases the virus can enter the brain. In most instances, it enters the brain by way of olfactory nerves, those are your nose, which connect directly with the area of the brain dealing with recent memory and memory consolidation. See, by wearing a mask, the exhaled virus will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages and enter the olfactory nerves and travel to the brain. So maybe we're causing more dementia. Okay, now this was written by Dr. Russell Blaylock, author of the Blaylock Wellness Report. So that's some information for you. I also did see things that, you know, you take your vitamin C, your colloidal silver, vitamin D. Be sure to constantly use your mouthwash like Listerine, kills 99.999% of bacteria. So, wow. You know, Dominion is flipping this vote, friends, and this is just the extension of big tech's dictatorial stranglehold and censorship. And we're going to be in big trouble. We're going to lose America. So, friends, don't give up. Keep praying. God, watch Joe Biden's joke, and then heels up Kamala. You know, as I said, this is my third radio show in 24 hours. This is actually better than the one I did for AM 560, I think, because I can just talk through and not have to worry about time. You really have to remember, if we don't do the right thing now, we will lose our country. We will lose our country. You know, we have voting rights. Hopefully, this will go to the courts and they will be just, but I don't think so. Remember, we had suffrage. You couldn't vote if you weren't a man that owned property. Women fought for their rights to vote. African Americans fought for their right to vote. And you know what? 20-some percent of African Americans actually voted for Trump, so they're disenfranchising more people. They're disenfranchising Black voters. It's passed in Congress February 26th of 1869. It ratified it February 3rd of 1870. It's the 15th Amendment, okay? So we got to make sure we have voting rights, the right to vote, suffrage, franchise, enfranchisement. Let's not lose this. Let's not lose this. Remember Elizabeth Cady Stanton. In 1869, a new group called the National Women's Suffrage Association was founded by Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony. They began to fight for universal suffrage amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Okay? And Martin Luther King says, "Give us a ballot," in his 1957 speech, advocating voting rights for African Americans in the United States. King delivered the speech at the Prayer Pilgrimage for Freedom, gathering at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. on May 17th. Okay? Yeah, you could choose not to vote. You could abstain. Abstention is a term in election procedure when a participant in a vote either does not go to vote or parliamentary procedure is present during the vote but does not cast a ballot. So, I don't know, friends. I don't know. I do know in 1756, Lydia Taft became the first legal woman voter in colonial America. See, this occurred under British rule in the Massachusetts colony. In New England town meeting in Uxbridge, Massachusetts, she voted at least three occasions. Unmarried white women who owned property could vote in New Jersey from 1776 to 1807. So, I'll tell you, friends, we're going to find out four ways that Congress can vote. In the House, there are four forms of votes: voice vote, division vote, yay and nay, or roll call vote. And recorded vote in the committee as a whole, the forms of voice, division vote, and recorded members. You know, we got to make sure this election's not stolen. We got to keep being the voice of truth and exposing the truth. Anyway, this gal's getting tired. You want freedom. Don't be stressed. Be happy. Listen to some soothing music. Just kind of be serene. Just be mindful. Breathe deep. Pray. That's all. And I'm going to check out now. This is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Two girls with two names on Tuesday. Remember, we are at a tipping point here. We are endowed by a creator. We're all men and women created equal with certain unalienable rights. Can't take them away. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let's fight for solutions, friends. Let's fight for liberty. Let's fight for freedom. Let's fight for true justice. And peace, love, and empowerment, and of course, peace and freedom. And remember, be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. Let's see if we could play a little bit of Peace of Mind from Boston and check out here today.